make of that, Ross?
Yeah, no, I thought we were up and down. I thought the first quarter was terrible. Really pleased with our second and third quarter. Shows what we can do. Our midfield got to work. We pressured them, got them in the contest, and then made some fundamental errors early in the last quarter to really lift their spirits, like a couple of kick out in the full. They cleared a few out of the middle. We'd been really good all day, and it just... the move of Rewild to the high forward and releasing back probably did a bit of damage, but maybe could have reacted that early, but we should have handled that. And I thought Armitage and Stephen lifted in the last quarter for them, so it was probably the combination. I thought it started in the last quarter with the skill errors out of defence, which we just... It's just feedback we need to improve, isn't it? So... really pleased with second and third quarter. You know, really concerned about the first, and I thought we still really tried in the last. But when you have a start like we did, to get back into the game and edge in front, it takes a fair bit out of you. So, and then if you make those fundamental errors, and they bring their crowd into it, hope disappears a little bit. Although I thought Tabernacle, if he kicks that goal, I think we go to 15 points or something like that. But yeah, it just wasn't to be.
What concerned you most about the start?
Well, the obvious thing, there was nothing special, to be honest. It was all divisions were down. We weren't hunting the ball and tackling. So I got him in a circle at quarter time and put him in their divisions and just said, we're not accepting it as a football club. So we'll look at our prep. They sit around in the hotel room. We have normally at a night game, we'll have a meeting the day of the game just to spark them up. But because it's that twilight, weird time, we still kept it in the morning yesterday. So it's probably too long to their own devices with some youth in. We just said we're not accepting it. And I need you to just compare the tackles. You know, Armitage had had six, and as a team we'd had nine. So it was pretty simple messages, and I thought from there we really responded. I thought we really played quite well, you know, in the second and third quarters. So I thought we probably could have capitalised a little bit more in the third when we had that dominance. But there were some really good signs. Finally we moved the ball at times how we wanted to. But that's sort of... fell away in the last, so that's about it.
You mentioned character in the quarter time interview with Fox Footy. Is that, you know, amongst the most frustrating sort of times you've been?
So what's your question?
Is it the most frustrated you've been, you know, during amongst the most frustrated sort of moments you've had during games?
No, I don't think I'm frustrated. I just think my job's to align the team to what we want to stand for as a team and a club, and really respect our supporters, which I think we've really done all year. Probably Richmond was a little bit, a couple of quarters, second quarter, but so it's my job to align it. It's not a level of frustration, it's a level of accountability and alignment and leading. When they were a young group under pressure, I think the Saints are pretty much at full whack, bar one or two. So we had a young midfield and we need to dig in here. So just give them some things to focus on. So clearly some right things were mentioned, and clearly they listened and they got into action, and we got back into the game and we're hitting the front. I think we're in front 14 points or something, three-quarter time.
So you didn't get the win, but you obviously get some signs there that you're on a bit of a sort of great...
Yeah, look, you know, we brought in a little bit more experience and character back in just out of necessity. The injury list is getting longer. But Connor Blakely, you know, I thought, you know, he's whacking away. But as he gets his strength and his run... You know, I mean, Armitage was there in my first year. It's taken him a long time. And Stevens was there in my second year, I think. So it takes you a long time to become an elite AFL mid. But that exposure to those sort of guys and other teams, obviously, for Blakely, the character and the work ethic and how consistent you've got to be with that is really going to help him. And Ed Langdon and Weller are showing some real signs in patches. So what we want, obviously, is they go down the path and they keep investing in their footy, they should get better. And then... You know, I mean, if we look forward, we'd like to complement them with the midfield of Fife, Bunnell, Mundy, Sandilands. It'd be pretty strong, I would think. But in saying that, we're still building. But it's a great experience for those guys.
Rob Barlow back, what did you make of his?
I thought he was solid. I think we didn't utilise him enough in the first quarter, but I thought his second and third quarters were strong. Yeah. Oh, look, at least he tackled in the first quarter. It's a difficult task. I think he's supporting and leading. So when Matthew and the club, we decided to play, we never knew what the future held, but we did know Matthew would prepare and play really well. I think, you know, he looked dangerous a little bit at times. Sometimes the rub of the green doesn't go your way, but I think it allows, if he doesn't play, Fisher's on him, on Tabernacle. I thought Tabernacle looked really dangerous once he played deep, but I thought he looked quite good. So if Matthew's not playing, Tabernacle's got Fisher. Fisher's a pretty good player, so it's just that spreading the load a little bit. Yeah, I'm really pleased with Matthew's year. You know, I think other people see it different, but the intangibles and the leadership's just fantastic. And a day today when, you know, you're listing a little bit, his ability to lead them and ballast up is second to none.
How did you go injury-wise?
Yeah, pretty good. I think there was a few knocks and bruises, but nothing dramatic. We've had a bit of a run lately, but yeah, nothing dramatic that I'm aware of. Thanks, Ross.